All right, so open up your Bibles, please, on your laps, on your phones, on your pads, whatever you got. First passage is from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, 1 through 4. The call of Abram. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Next passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Four through five. Christ said these words, "As long as it is day, as long as it is day, we must do the work of Him," meaning the Father, God, "who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And then from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. "As a prisoner for the Lord," the Apostle Paul says, "as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you, live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, our one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." And down to verse 11. After Christ's resurrection, he released these gifts to the body of Christ. It was he, Christ, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we would no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of doctrine, and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. This is the word of the Lord.
There is a song in English that says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And then Noura say, "Dear Lord Boze," you guys remember this fight of the pulpit? He always do this so I can struggling. Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. That's a miracle right here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've given 25 minutes. For a Sudanese man, I don't know. There's a song that I just give you, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." And in order to say, "Jan Lord, you can follow me in Psalm 23 so you can understand what I'm saying. "Yen Lord, hey yen da, sela mi bagu la la ya katoi ping. Re juai ni ti toi oi, yen bo sa. Could be ni ti hung etil เทดาเฮลอยคาเย็นโบเสียลาลายาคลากว่าเคควีชุดคดูจังจาลเนลลเชบิดวาลเคควีเชยเทน ที่เคลเคเคดูมันทานดูควักเคนนิยังชีคมดูเรลเคเคควีจีเทระยีรวีดาเคเยรมิเลนดอร์ Ketua goedu mani koi loi du ni siang rei te kada ba hing ke ji kan ba ji gor due lu ba do rar yek sin Amen. Wow, it's good to be back home. Good to be here to see all of you. I am sometimes overwhelmed when I stand here. What helped me is just to sing it. It is another song in Nuer, and I don't have the translation in English. We are here to worship God, as we saw from our brother and sister. It says, if we walk with the Lord, He made His body our shadow on our way. Mi jal kon kel ke kwa re boy erwe ka de che poinde ja ka tie re duob dan One millet cola day. He's still with us, still walking with us. Jen ngode ke kon kel ameni kentin ngas ke Lord ye. Those who believe in Him, those who are obedient to His word, He walk with them. Trust and obey. Thank you for bringing it. Trust and obey. Ngaske ne lus ke kwisel ke duob do dien. There is no other way. There is no other way. Trust ke ne lus ke kwisel ke duob do dien. Katalai den Jesus, can ask, can lose, trust and obey. Amen. I bring you my greeting from the new nation of South Sudan and Ethiopia. I'm glad I'm back here to worship God with you and sing praise and songs for our King. I am excited to be back here in the headquarters. Believe it or not, this is the headquarters of SSEM. This is the headquarters of South Sudan Education Mission. Whether you believe it or not, this is the headquarters. And this is home. This morning, we are asked to preach on the calling of Patriarch, a man whom we all know his history. And I'm sure I did preach on this sermon, on this text, a year ago when I was your student pastor here Last year, we talked about our freedom to do what? If I'm confusing you, I'm now heading into the sermon. Last year, we talked about our freedom to do what? I was here last year, right? If you remember, it was May 23rd. So we talk about our freedom to do what? Our freedom to worship. My analogy of last year and this year is, when I go to Africa, I had my American passport. My friend, if you've never been in a third world country, an American embassy, there's a one line, number one. Nobody can go there beside American people. As proud as I am, I will come my head up because I'm a US citizen, go to that line, and I will be served immediately because of that simple document that is sealed United States of America. Think about it for a minute, just simple document that give me permission. All doors are open, wide open. And there will be a lot of people waiting, came early morning waiting to go in. But when one man or one woman come, all of those people will be like, yes. Oh, he's a king, he's a son of a king. You don't know him, Paul, but he's a son of a king. Let him go. We have that freedom in Christ. That is saying Christ alone. When we stand at that cross, all doors are open for us, for those who believe in the cross and those who follow the cross. But we didn't talk about it last year like that. That a new sermon of itself. But what I'm reminding you is our freedom to worship God here give us all privileges. Pastor Chris talked about it a little bit earlier in his prayer. In some part of the world, people cannot go to church and worship freely. You saw it in the eve of the Easter, our brother and sister was murdered in Egypt because they proclaimed to follow the cross. Here we are told in this text, Abraham was told to leave everything, three important things: his country, his family, all the property that belonged to his father, even including the heritage that his father gave him because his father passed away in chapter 11. He gave him seven promises. And the two that we hear today is the one that say, the whole world, the entire universe will be blessed because of you, Abram, because of you, Sister Judy. The entire universe will be blessed because of you. Think about it. Why did Abraham get that blessing? If, only if, he become obedient to God and follow God's way. Even God told him to go where he does not even know. God just told him simply, come follow me. I will show you where to go. But if you do go, here are the conditions. Here are the result of your obedience. The whole world will be blessed because of you. Through you, we leave the blessing that he already had. For the time's sake. The second one that you promised that's really resonate to me is like this. If there is any temptation out there, if there is any obstacle, and if there is any difficulty, if there is any disease, because you are obedient to me, I will deal with that difficulty. That is stand out to me. Maybe because of what is going on in the new nation of South Sudan. It resonates to me, maybe because the entire nation of South Sudan are lined up to support tribal men and women, even if they are wrong. And that is scripture encouraging me that I should not take the revenge. Even if my aunt was killed with her three grandchildren, I should leave room for God to deal with. It is hard. I don't know what's going on in your world. What is hard for you? Is there someone that you never talk to? You want them to come and bow down and say, I'm sorry? That's when you can talk to them? I pray that you could change and talk to them. Going back to American passport about our freedom to do what? Our freedom to worship. Amen. Our freedom to worship. Christ gave himself to us. He went on the cross obediently. And his flesh, his own human being, is struggling with him and saying, Father, if you will, I don't want to go through this. But not my will, Father. Let your will be done. Because he's a human. He's a 100% God, 100% human. He had the weakness, human side of it. And that's when he would talk to the devil, say, if I'm a God's son, why would I have to be hungry? I could talk to this stone. There's no temptation. He talked to temptation in his heart. I have that too. If God's son, if I'm a missionary, if I'm a Christian, why would all of these come to me? And Jesus gave us example. Christ died for us. He gave us hope. And his death, his resurrection, we all too should have hope here and in heaven. I like the way Brother Christopher put it, that we sometimes believe we will go to heaven. No, the heaven is coming down to us. The heaven is coming down to us. Well, there will be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears, and no more wars. No more war cancer, no more war, no more disease. No more family struggling, no more family tension. Amen? Some of my sermon intend to be the talk for the PowerPoint there. But here, God called you to Grace Point, to Dubuque, Iowa. How many of you who were not born here, like me, came somewhere, part of the world, like Pintor? Yeah, raise your hand, please. You are a student of the Word, yes. God called you to be here. You left your own village or city. I'm sorry, I might offend you to call it village. I'm addicted to village of Pintor because it's very tiny, not like Dubuque, Iowa. To be here so you can walk with God. When you walk with God, when one of us walk with God, when they put God first, their old being, even when they are in the Walmart and someone cut them, they would never get mad. they will never get mad. Even if they're waiting, or even if their medicines were given the wrong way, they would never say those words, because their being are being controlled by the living Christ, by the risen Lord, the God who interacts, the God who meet with Mary and say, Mary, this is me. Just go tell my brother that I have risen. I pray that Christ will rise in you as he has been into all of you here in this church. God called you to walk with him and to work with other people. You demonstrated here too. You demonstrated, but stay tuned for it there. When I come, I don't come to not only preach, but I come to let you know that you are a prime example. You allow the stranger to be your student pastor, even if you do not, you have no clue, you pretend you can hear him. Yeah, exactly, that's what you did 3 years ago, 2 years, 3 years already. I'm sure some of you say, Pastor Quiz, what is wrong? He's crazy. Why did he bring this student? We don't understand him. But you did not say it, because you don't see my background. You see Christ, because Christ is in you. And what happened with that relationship, with that intertwined? We had an intimate relationship with our risen Christ. God anointed you. My presence here, it bothering you, the suffering of our brother and sister. You say, forget about this, he's being a stranger. Forget about that, we do not understand him. There is a bigger thing here. We walk with the living God. And you extend your blessing. And now the entire village of Pinthor, not only the entire village of Pinthor, well, I hope, pray, one of you will go to South Sudan someday to see what this small church had done for the nation of Ethiopia and South Sudan. We are doing tremendous work for the Lord because you had decided to walk with the Lord individually. I remember when the session agreed, wanted to give the money, they wanted to pray first whether this is the right thing to do. And they heard the voice. They build the church. You build the church. They heard the voice again. They give the double given to dig the well. Brother or sister, what you have done, you have no idea. I don't call Dubuque at the headquarters for no reason. All the churches, there are 11 churches that committed to support SSEM. Because one church in Dubuque, Iowa, were crazy enough to worship their king and welcome a stranger. I yield my time for the other presentation, but I leave you to what Jesus said. Jesus said, we must do the work. This is authoritative. This is authoritative message from Jesus. We must do. Those who are English teacher, they must know this. And now I'm just giving you authority. Must. We must do the work of the one who sent me. As long as the day is still here, there will be a darkness. The darkness is coming. Where there's no one from us, we'll be able to rise up and walk. This is talking about when you come, when you go to heaven. You're not going to walk in the heaven. This is the time God gave you. This is your golden opportunity. Paul put it this way, appealing, begging us. I kind of like Paul. He kind of like, he will just beg you, and then he will say something that will like, huh? Why do you say that? You're like, as a prisoner of the Lord, I beg you, I appeal to you that humble yourself. Take your calling. Walk with God humbly. Do what you can as still the day, empowering what Christ has told us. And the last part of it, he say, many are being given different gifts. Some are physicians who can only write just a letter, and it will be honor. And in a border, oh, it's signed by the physician from America. Oh, passport, you can go. That of itself is a gift. Some are giving to pray. Thank you. Many of you hold me in your prayer. Many of you, I always felt it. 3 years ago, I was wrestling because my kid was taken, and it consumed me. I love those boys. When we sing of Our God is Awesome, Our God is Power, it's one of the boys' songs, it's Joe's song. He loved it so much. When it was sing, I was just thinking of him. One of individual here with his wife, they pray here in the church. On Monday, I had to go to court. From that day until now, that pain is gone. That war is gone because you pray. So some of you are given that gift to pray. And because all of us are giving that gift, let's bow down and pray. Let's pray for our nation, this nation. This nation needs to walk with God more. And there are godly men. Yes, my friend, this is the American way. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise for allowing us to walk with you. We pray that you will take away any desire that do not want to walk with you, any part in us that do not want to worship you, and give us the mind of wisdom to follow your way, to walk with you. Then we would be able to walk with our brother and sister, whether here in Dubuque or in Mexico, in the universe. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.